So tonight, Monty Hall, Pat Sajak, Regis Philbin, Vanna White. What do those four people all have in common? One word answers.
Host.
What's that?
A host.
Host?
Yeah, game show host.
Vanna White was a host?
Well, she's on a show, I guess.
Okay. Renee gets prize number one. So, Renee, since you win prize number one, you get to keep track of who else gets prizes tonight. So grab a steno pad and paper and get ready to write, because everybody who wins a prize tonight gets something from the host. I get to be the host. On tonight's sailing, we're not reporting to our muster station. We're going to be all in the grand amphitheater, and we're going to play one-word answers tonight. We're about 4.5-5 weeks from reaching our destination. Some of us are closer than others. I know I'm really, really close to Montego Bay, Jamaica. That's where I'm going. I don't know where you all are going, but I know where I'm going. So one-word answers tonight. And if you can't do, if you can't name that tune in one word, and because sometimes tunes have more than one word, right? Yes, they do. So we're going to have some fun. This is not a muster station meeting on tonight's sailing. So.
No.
No? That's a one-word answer.
K-N-O-W. N.
Oh, yes. Yes. So let's start simply. We're gonna start with a couple warm-up exercises. Okay? Lesson 8, which is 7 pages long. 7 is the number of completion. 8 is the number plus 1. Very lucky number in Asian culture. Positive habits win. The homework at the bottom. Review and confirm that you can recite all 6 I can attitude concepts from lesson 1. We know Hattie Jane's on the line. Yes or no, Hattie Jane, can you do that?
All 6?
All 6.
No, I failed.
Okay. No, you didn't fail. It's a yes or a no. And you said can you do 4 out of the 6?
I think so.
Okay, so let me rephrase the question this way. If we said them all together, like saying the Pledge of Allegiance, could you do it with a group if we did it together?
I think I could.
Okay, there we go. So we got a win there. So that's a yes. Karen, yes or no? Can you recite all 6 of the I Can attitude concepts from lesson 1?
You want me to start them?
No. Karen.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was muted. Yes, I can.
No, that's a yes. Okay. Yes. So you get a yes. I gotta get my system here going. So Candy, say. And you, unless you guys are in an area where there's a lot of background noise, you can go ahead and demute your line. Hit star 6 so we're all live. This will be very active. But if you're in an area or there's something else going on, you're multitasking, that's fine. Just keep muting back and forth. Candy. Do we have Candy? Mrs. Zeden.
Yes.
That's a yes for Jeannie. Okay. Catherine. Norma. Yes or no? Can you recite all six? Okay. Renee. Yes or no?
In a group, I could. And it depends
in a group,
on what
you
day.
Could.
And it depends on what day you're asking me. Some days I can do it all by memory, and the next day it's like, what was that one again?
Renee's already got two wins. Okay, so she's the winner chicken dinner of our prizes tonight. Okay, let me ask you a clarifying question then to follow that up, Renee, since you got me going down this trail. Have you ever, when of all the times you've been doing I Can, have you ever found yourself in a situation where, as Marty said in one of the lessons, that you really dug deep to make sure your I Can attitude really kicked in?
Oh, yeah, definitely. More than
oh,
once.
Oh, yeah. More than once. Okay. All right. I know Ron, you can recite it beautifully because we've asked you to do that in the past, and it was awesome.
I can.
Is that still correct? You can.
Yeah,
of course you can. What about Robin? Okay. And I know Sandy can. Because she texted me today. Shirley Boudreaux.
I'd be close.
You'd be close. Okay.
I think I'm kind of like what Renee just said. Given a day, yes, I could. Put me on the spot and maybe not.
Okay. Okay.
But I know that, a bunch of them. I just don't know if I get all six all at once.
Get them in order, maybe?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a follow-up question then. Since we're playing weekend trivia, sailing the high seas, do you have your mission statement written out?
No.
No. Okay. I had an aha yesterday because the guy who helped me craft my mission statement, I got a text saying that he was going into the hospital and he was having heart problems. And I thought, ooh, I haven't talked to him in a long time. I really should reach out to him and tell him how impactful he was to me in helping me craft that mission statement. But you know what the exercise is to do that, correct, Shirley?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Next round of questions here. These pertain to and I'm going to throw some of you a curveball so we get all yeses. Yes or no, one word answer, following up with a yes. Have you looked at this amazing new website that Nikan launched 2 days ago?
Yes.
Random order. Just speak
yes.
up. Okay.
Yes.
How would you,
yes.
What, okay. Yes, 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 yes. How would you describe it in your experience thus far? You've had 24, 36, 48 hours. To process it. One word answers. Totally
better.
Out of turn. What's that, Hattie Jane?
A heck of a lot better.
Heck of a lot better. That's heck of a lot better. That's four, five words.
Love it. Love.
Love it. Love.
Paradigm.
Paradigm. Ooh, that's a good one. Do you mind explaining that paradigm?
I don't mind at all. So it's
Explain.
A paradigm shift, which is what Louise talked about during the leadership training. It's what Dr. Covey talks about in Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. We have to look at things differently, and things are definitely different. It's wonderful when it works, when we can get the information we want. Okay? And so I had a delightful time spending a good portion of my day today making calls and waiting for callbacks from Niken, from the phone representatives. And I realized at the last one that I was actually helping them. I actually found a couple of glitches. I mean, one of them was really big. And I was actually helping Niken. So I looked at it and did a paradigm shift on a larger level, okay, in that I am being part of creating this global company's success as well as my own. It was a broader focus. It was a broader focus. And so that's why I'm looking at it as a paradigm shift for myself. I mean, I didn't have a problem with it. You know, it's like I knew this was going to happen anyway. I'm fine with it. But for anybody who has reservations, it's a paradigm shift. That's all it is.
Do you think, Karen, and I'm tagging back to the lesson here, my I can attitude means forming positive habits. I will choose my words carefully to reflect an I can attitude, which is a master key to attracting, acquiring, and maintaining customers. The word paradigm, when I look at this lesson and I look at the new website, positive habits or habits, I'll do it in three words. Habits garner liberation. Mm-hmm. Is this new website going to be liberating for you?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm only looking at the first page when I click on my business, and I see stuff that tells me at a glance exactly how close I'm getting to Montego Bay, Jamaica. Because it's
telling me
right now.
I'm there.
It's telling me that one of my bar graphs here, or rows, is not where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at a spread from PPV from September, October, November, and like, whoa, okay, I see where my shortcomings are.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see where my personal group point volume is. Then I see where my sponsoring is. I'm like, holy smokes, we got to turn some of these because our ship is, I thought I was headed to Montego Bay, Jamaica. And my ship looks like it's taken me to, you know,
Montego Bay, New York.
Texas. No, Montego Bay, New York. Yeah, well, I don't want to go to Baytown, Texas. They both, Montego Bay and Baytown, they both have the word bay, but and Baytown, I'm sure, is great. My wife was born there. But I've heard there's a bunch of oil refineries there, and it smells. Montego Bay, Jamaica, has no oil refineries. How do mm-hmm. I know? I lived there for 9 months. So that's my point. Okay, so let's keep the ball rolling here. New website. Karen said paradigm.
Transformative.
Okay. Anybody else that hasn't spoken up yet? One word.
Progress.
Why progress, Ron? You're a mechanic. Your background is in auto mechanics. Come on. Why is this progress?
Because it's incremental, you know. I mean, things are moving forward.
Okay.
Not.
Was it easy to navigate around?
I didn't really have an issue with it.
Okay.
So, I know some people wanted tutorials and all, and I thought, oh, just make up my own tutorial. Just look around.
That's what I do, Ron.
I'm with Ron.
And why? Why do you do it that way?
Isn't that what the 8-year-olds do that can work with any kind of technology nowadays?
Okay. They figure it out.
That's just the way. I read the directions when I can't figure it out, and my wife always says, "Well, read the directions first." Well,
and all else fails, right?
As a mechanic, sometimes you figure out a better way to do it without the directions anyway. So
I'm asking these questions because there's a method to my madness, and I think I think we're on the right track. I was talking with Rita Hand this morning, and she was absolutely appalled when I told her a little story, and I'm going to give you guys even the briefer version of the story, and that is this. Most of us on this line tonight, we ordered the Pydrogen when it was first introduced several months ago. Is that a yes or a no?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it pretty much across the board. And here's the better question that I should ask. Well, I really don't have to ask the question. This person that I was talking to Rita about, seasoned Nikan consultant. Okay. I'm not going to tell you the rank or the gender. Okay. But seasoned, been with the company a long time. They did not have the opportunity to order the Pydrogen before they were all gone. Somehow, some way, they got one this week. And as Ron said, they did read the directions, but this season's consultant asked me while we were chatting last week and simply said, when you plug it in, which end goes up? I said, well, what do you want it to do? Well, I want it to make hydrogen water. Then you need to go back and read the directions. I did. And they got indignant at me. And I said, well, it only works when it's one way. Are you sure? Well, I read the directions. And I said, why don't you go find some of the little tutorial videos that Linda Morris has made about a lot of our products and see what you come back to learn. And within nanoseconds, I received a text back of gratitude, and it simply said, thank you so much, Vance. I did not know these were out there. That, it's all cleared up. And I said, it's a good thing you got me, because you would have been making hydrogen water. Well, you would have been making nothing. I mean, the one word I described that kind of water would be serious placebo. But I want to hone in on this website, because this entire lesson, Positive Habits Win, it's more than just a paradigm. And why is it more than just a paradigm shift, Jeannie, for this website?
This is, Luis last night said that a lot of us don't like change. So let's talk about progress.
And that's so, Ron's word. That's Ron's word.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's what this is. And you roll things out and they're not always perfect, but they're better. So.
You know what? If you guys can get in front of your computer, and some of us can't do this, but I'm looking at ours right now, our laptop, and there are, there's 12 items. Am I counting right? Yeah. There's three rows. There's 12 items in the shopping cart. When I click on, what did I click on? Shop now or something?
Yeah,
shop now. And right there, you know what product I was drawn most to that most will change the lives of more people than any of these? Which one? Everybody gets a chance here to guess. Which one of those 12? Okay, those of us can look at the website. I'm going to name them, so don't answer until I've named them all. You get one answer. Water filtration, environment, air, sleep systems, relaxation, the Kinko balance, extra support, Kinko support, jewelry, nutritionals, skin, hair, extra care, hygiene, lifestyle packs, wellness home packs, special offers, and then the last one is training and self-development. Which one for you would be most life-changing for anybody to order off of those?
Training and self-development.
Okay, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Why do you pick that? And then, Jeannie, right on the heels of Karen's answer, because you had the biggest, why would you say training and self-development, Karen?
Because it allows us to grow inside so that we can improve in all five categories, or all of the other categories.
Okay, Jeannie?
Yeah. Well, for me, self-development is a huge thing. And I would want to know, okay, so all these products must be included in that, developing myself. It must have something to do with it.
Well, and then when you click on it, I hadn't even clicked on it yet. I see it says humans being more online for consultants, humans being more online for customers. They're both $19. Ooh, I can just add them to the cart.
Yeah.
Just like
easy,
that.
Easy.
It's only 19. It's easy cheesy. Easy peasy.
Yeah, not cheesy.
Anyone,
peasy.
That's easy peasy. That's not easy cheesy. That's easy peasy. Exactly. So anyone else, and some of you may have already brought up the website and you're sitting in front of your computer, which one, do you agree or disagree? And I'm asking this as a loaded question because Dennis Williams has always stated, my favorite product is the business opportunity. It's not a product.
Mm-hmm.
And this, Julie Tarr and I were talking this week. She called me, and I guess she didn't get enough of me because she called back, and a total of 2.5 bloody hours later, good grief, Julie. She called me. Yeah, it was wonderful. But we pontificated about a lot of things. And one of which, Ron and Renee, I know you guys don't go to bed very early, so I'm going to send you tonight something that all of us, and we're going to finish this call in the remaining time we have left, we're going to switch gears entirely. We talked a little bit about this last week, but we were only one third of the way through Awakening the Five Pillars. So Ron, Renee, I'm not only going to send you the self-evaluation 13 question survey.
Thank you.
But you get to do it. I have the magic link. I've been sending it to people all week. Sandy Martin registered for this event, did not know there was a 13 point quiz she was supposed to take. She said, how did you get the result like that? I said, check your email. She said, I didn't receive anything like that. She didn't do the 13-point quiz. Do you remember what the rest of the homework, Jeannie, Hattie Jane, Karen, Shirley?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember there was four different aspects of homework that we were supposed to do. Do you remember what they were prior to AFP?
Mm-hmm. Read the book.
Read the book. What book?
Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah.
By Stephen Covey. Okay, what was
Stephen
the next
Covey's
one?
Book.
Okay.
Take the survey.
Take the survey.
Know the compensation plan.
Okay. Was there a fourth one?
I just thought there was three.
I think there was three. By a certain date.
There was. You're right. There was qualifications. The survey had to be done by Monday prior to the Thursday starting. I think the most important thing was turn your computer on and show up on time each morning.
Oh.
I think that was the most important thing.
Not a written one, but an implied one.
It was very much an implied one because there were some people because the number kept changing. And as Rita reminded me today, and Larry reminded me again today, at one point there were 119 people that took part in this. Some of them were on screen the whole time. Some of them were not because of other events. And just so you know, Ron, Renee, I took more notes on Saturday while multitasking at a volleyball tournament with one earpiece in, full steno pad in front of me, all these parents and screaming, you know what, all the whole entire day. And man, when it was done and Luis said those final words, and yes, may God bless us all, something like that, okay, whatever it was, I went, whoosh. And I sent a text to Karen and said, okay, that's done. Now I get to switch coaches and I get to learn from the volleyball world.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got to be 100% there. That one exercise, taking those, it was 13, correct? Karen, Jeannie, whoever took it, Shirley?
I believe 13? So.
Yeah. I think something like that, yeah.
Yes.
The most life-altering experience that I've done in forever. I mean,
I found that some of the questions I had no idea. I really struggled with how to answer them, and I ended up being split between insiders and what was it? Makers. And I ended up on the weekend being with the insiders and thought, I don't belong here. I was totally out of, I just listened and thought, I mean, it was Ron Barnes and Mike DiMuccio and all these people that were talking, and I was just like Ruth Lowe and all these business people, and I just thought, I found Friday very, very tough because I felt so out of place.
What was your secondary one, Shirley? Insider was your big one, but what was your
secondary
one?
No, actually, it was. I was even, like they were two. One was insider and one was maker.
Really?
That's what it
Interesting.
Was.
Interesting.
And
you tipped just a little bit more into the insider and not the maker.
I don't
maker,
know. It said the numbers were the same, but I ended up with the insiders. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my goodness, what am I doing here? But, yeah, it was.
Okay.
So I thought I obviously had questions that I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay. Ron, Renee, you're going to have more of an insight into what the heck she's talking about. Let me break it down a little bit differently. The same exact thing. Go ahead. What was that?
We listened Monday night when we thought it was going to be Mike DiMuccio, but it ended up being Leo LeMay hosting the Monday night call. But everybody was talking about the weekend, and so we got to hear a lot of everyone's takeaway from it and breaking down the different categories. And so now I'm figuring that questionnaire really told you where you belonged then. I mean, you know, where you would fit into the different characteristics of the different groupings, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I heard another voice chime in there that sounded like Janice. Is that correct? Yes or no? Okay, maybe not. I'm going to send it to you right now so you have it, or at least I'm going to start the email so you have it. Then I'll remember to do it so you have it. There is, and I'm almost positive, yep. Complete the ATL evaluation, archetypes of transformational leadership. It will allow you to understand which kind of transformational leader fits best with your personality. Ron, Renee, you need to understand that of all the people in Nikan that took this, we were all split right down the middle. 25% of us were visionaries. 25% of us were humanizers. 25% of us were insightful types. And then 25% of us were makers. We weren't split. 25% in each one of those categories. We all had one predominant. Shirley is an exception to the rule that she was split right down the middle. Most everybody else had one predominant category.
I think Ron Barnes was the one that had three that were equal. He was the
one,
the one person that had three, and he was equal, like three of his were exactly the same. And then there was, I think there was three or four people, but that was all that were split. Because Paul Gabbius ended up with the insiders, but he was supposed to be in another one. And Sue Barnes, and, you know, we had a few people that were insiders that weren't supposed to be there. But when I looked at like mine was definitely that my top two were split evenly at 30.77. And then my humanizer was 23 and my visionary was 15. And I mean, when I look at the questions, when he, my notes that I wrote was the insider is why. And I mean, that is me all over. But what we discussed and where they were going with stuff, I thought, I don't, this is not me. Whereas the how, make things happen, that type of thing felt more like me. So obviously there's reasons why I was split in the middle for the way I answered some questions, but it was
right.
The group that I was in compared to when, especially when we did the presentations, and I thought, oh my goodness, that sounds more like me than this. But anyway.
And which group would you have rather been with, Shirley?
Well, I think I'd have been more comfortable with the maker, because that's like generate results, do stuff, implement. I don't know.
Would you say, Shirley, and I'll be done picking on you with this one last question. Would you say you're more of a maker than an insider?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a
Jeannie,
definite why person,
okay.
But I'm more of a
yeah.
get it done person.
Okay. I don't need to ask Jeannie what she is, because she sent me. Right?
Yes.
There were 15 of the 119 people, top total number. There were 15 people that were on that are part of the Rogers organization. At the conclusion of Friday, I wanted to know, I knew who they were. Some of them I didn't know what they looked like. Now I do. But I asked them two questions. Which person are you and what do you look like? Some people sent me their results with a selfie. Other people hemmed and hawed and said, Jane Buki was hilarious. She sent me a photo and she had to explain it. She said, it looks like someone just snapped this like I'm on a police lineup. And I still haven't responded to her, because every time I think about it, I just start laughing. And I'm like, she does look like she's in a police lineup. I just wanted the selfie or a snapshot. And then Jeannie Zeden sends me this most, awesome. I almost said alarming. That was not the right word choice. And I showed it to Stacy right when it arrived. And I said, look at this. Look at this. I said, look at this one. Look at this one. Look at this one. She's like, husband, what's your point? I said, I got to get myself a set of black glasses. Well, I got to get glasses, period. But look at all these cool people. They all wear black glasses. So if you don't wear black glasses, you're still cool. But all these different people, Mary Bowser, Barb Satterwhite, Jeannie Zeden, I mean, all these people in the Rogers organization, and I'm geeking out on them. And then when they sent me their results, I went, oh, Larry Hafner called me Friday night. And he said, Vance, give me a break. There's no mystery in my life that you're a visionary. I said, why do you say that? He says, because you're always going to see way, way ahead of where we're supposed to be going. And I said, okay, I'll remind you of that. And I got to today when he started griping about the website. And I almost took a box of Little Caesars pizza and beat him over the head with it. But I thought that would be an inappropriate response. But all of us, when we take that, please, utilize it, share it. If you don't have the email anymore, ask someone who has it. I'll gladly send it to you. Antoine said to all of us, you can use this over and over and over. If we don't have a self-awareness quiz, get together with people and say, hey, you want to do something fun? Do you want to play a fun game? It's only 13 questions. And just have fun with it. Because as Shirley just said, if you find people that you think are going to be visionaries and they're not, don't try and make them to be a visionary.
Mm-hmm.
If you think they're going to be a great business consultant and business partner and they don't have any vision, or they can't make water, or they can't boil water to save their life, I'm going to do this with both my parents.
Yeah.
So I can learn a little bit more about them and how they built their Nikan business to where it is today.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm still kind of jacked up about the weekend in a good way, as you can tell, because it was so powerful.
I have an aha about the new website on that page you were talking about, on the Shop Now page. Welcome to a healthier, more balanced lifestyle. And you go through all the categories, and the training self-development, the HBM, is a product listed.
Yeah, that's
so really, I'm like, aha.
Where would we all be if we, when we placed our first order for a product, we spent $19 and we encouraged all our people, all our customers, hey, you really, really should do this. You remember how you were saying that you're struggling to keep up with your kids or your grandkids in school because there's just so much change happening, so much this, so much that, blah, 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 blah. What would $19 cost you? And do you have 4, 5, 6 hours time?
Mm-hmm. Can I build on Jeannie's aha?
You can.
Okay, so Jeannie and I have been doing a better way, which is the presentation, and it's on the royalalliance.com, and the PowerPoint is on there. So we don't have to use somebody else's video. We can use the PowerPoint, and we can put in our own words. And the first slide is, it says, humans being more. That coordinates with the product in the shopping cart being humans being more. We can actually do that presentation, and then we can talk to people about registering for humans being more, because it's in the shopping cart and it is a product.
Very cool.
How, I'm going to put both you two ladies back on the center stage, and let's wrap it up with this question. How, for both your customers and your consultants, how pivotal will that be when you can get people to buy humans being more right from the get-go?
It's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, mm-hmm. Because we will have a common language. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think we will attract those who love, who want to improve. So that's what life is about, right? Growing.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully for most people.
For most people. And going back to something that Ron said earlier, progress. we don't build all our excitement about Neekin about a new website. No. But when we're continually going forward, you're going to hear this on Saturday from Gloria Snyder. And she said it this way at the last Seiko Kai or Master Day. I can't even remember, but I keep hearing her words and her beautiful smile and her aura, her energy. She said, it's like Neekin keeps challenging us to live better lives. Mm-hmm. They keep re-upping. You know, it's like a double dog dare.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Why not? You know, that's the beauty of it. And we have that opportunity if we'll actually use it. And contrary to, and I beat up on Larry Hafner all the time because I can, because he's my BFF. My question to him today when I saw him was, Larry, if it's not working, give it a few minutes and figure out what does work on it. Because he's a mechanic. The guy can fix anything. And I give him stuff all the time, motorized things, and say, hey, Larry, I thought of you. This doesn't work anymore, and I thought you could have fun fixing it. Well, what is it? I don't know. You figure it out. I just give it to him. And sure enough, he'll figure it out, or he'll throw it away. And then I think he caught on one time. He said, stop bringing all your crap to me, okay? I don't want it. But we can figure this out. We're going to be better and stronger as a result. I mean, we're only 48 hours into a new website, not even 48 hours. And just looking at that shopping cart page alone, I don't know how to place an order and log in underneath of a customer. I will fill it out tonight. I'm looking at an email from how bad would it be to get an email like this one? And it says it's from a friend of mine, and she quotes the Dalai Lama down at the bottom of her email. But in the subject line, it says this. Hi, Vance. This is all in the subject line. This is not in the email. Hi, Vance. I'm considering rejoining Neekin. What's the sign-up cost? And then in the email, it says, thanks, Liz.
Love it.
That's a lot in the subject line. Hi, Vance. I'm considering rejoining Neekin.
Don't know how to write an email.
I don't care if she doesn't know how to write an email or put the question in the subject line or the salutation. I don't care.
Right.
You know why I don't care? Because I had that same exact question from another guy 24 hours ago. Some of you might have heard of him before, and I'm not saying anything when I name drop, but two names, one person, one former Royal Diamond with Neekin, Dave Stoltzfus.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I kindly wrote Dave back, and I simply said, no, we're all filled. We reached the quota in North America. We can't take any more. And because I love people like Rita so much, I said, hey, Rita, why don't you call Dave, see if he wants to sign up underneath you. Excuse me, no, I may be not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I did not do that, okay? I simply wrote him back, answered his other questions, and said, yes, we're doing great. The girls are doing great. Stacy and Addie are leaving in a few weeks to go to Rwanda. And, yes, you can rejoin for $20. Or I can put you into as a customer, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he asked. Dave and I have a friend. I met him in 1982 when I was in Hawaii. That was a few years ago. And I thought, boy, this guy's got to be really cool if he can be of that shorter stature and be this big on that stage. I was very impressed with him. This was in a former life called Shackley, and he very much impressed me. So fast forward, when I met him in February of 1993, and I introduced him to these Japanese magnetic products, and I got to be the liaison. Sorry, liaison. Some of my words are coming out forwards, backwards, one way or the other. It's all in how we, paradigm is it. That's a word I won't forget about tonight. Paradigm, we get to shift. We get to go forward. We get to do a lot of things. So mm-hmm. as we've enjoyed this time in the Grand Amphitheater, I really hope that when we go into lesson 9, 10, 11, 12, what retweak we can regroup at any given point. Look at those goals. Look at that destination that we all decided. And we've done things really differently this session than we ever have before. So figure out where that destination is. Figure out what needs to be done. Some of us are closer than others, and it's not just about Nikan. And I've had these conversations with several of us. I was more impressed with Sandy Martin this last weekend than I ever have been before. Why? I got to be in a couple things with her, and she was in the visionary category too. And she, oh my gosh, she went crazy. I mean, she came out of this little shy self that she's in, and she spoke with all these people, and it was just, it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. But that was a goal of mine. I want to get Sandy to a big event. It would have been great to get her to Orlando, but none of us had to go to Orlando. Mm-hmm. Luis and Ruben and Jeff kept talking like they were in Orlando, but I know they weren't in Orlando. They were in Southern California. So again, that was one of my goals. I want to get Sandy to a big event. So, and Ron, Renee, again, I'll apologize because you couldn't be there. Now you have the quiz, so at least you can do that. All of us can read 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. I shared both those links with Julie Tara. She went crazy over the 15-minute version. Mm-hmm. She said, Vance, that's incredible. Thank you. I'm like, I thought everybody knew how to get the Cliff Note versions to a book. I thought everybody knew how to do that. No, not so much. If you don't know the trade, you learn the tricks of the trade. Other people call it research. I call it cheating. I still haven't finished reading the book. I've listened to the 15-minute version quite a few times, and I've sent it to a few other people.